Welcome, and thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of readings and interviews with writers, editors, and agents. This week on the podcast, we're happy to feature our runner-up from the poetry category in our 2015 Miller Audio Prize contest, Kaya Carlson-Wee. Carlson-Wee has rollerbladed professionally, surfed north of the Arctic Circle, and traveled across the country by freight train. His work has appeared in Narrative, Best New Poets, Tried Quarterly, and the Missouri Review, which selected a group of his poems for the 2013 Jeffrey E. Smith Editor's Prize. A former Wallace Stegner Fellow, he lives in San Francisco and is a Jones Lecturer in Poetry at Stanford University. Next week, we'll be featuring our final runner-up from the contest, and don't forget that our fall contest, the Jeffrey E. Smith Editor's Prize, is open now for submissions. We hope you enjoy the poems of Kaya Carlson-Wee.
Thresher, there has to be a tree. There has to be a sky. There has to be a chicken hawk skating the dust rising out of a thresher. A plowboy walking with a turtle in the head-high corn. There has to be a pool with a swirly slide entering the water. A chain link cut by the field where I took Carrie Ann to the river when the river was flooded. A burnt knife lettering her knee. And a song being played. All the girls are gone. All the headstrong, good country girls are gone. From the window of a painted accord. Her father standing drunk in the screen porch watching us dance. There has to be light falling into his body. And a muskie we pull from the mud puddles under the tracks. A reason we throw it in the pool where it wobbles and floats in the shivering wave lines. Her father still watching us dance in his sleep. There has to be a fight, a crossfade of landscape surrounding those liquor-marked breaths, him catching her thigh, the two of them wishing to God they were drunker, and the black lines of telephone wires rise quiet as old men or grocery store crosses. The scarecrow in silhouette, losing its face in the hyper-colored dust and the clouds. There has to be light, and a circling car, and a song moving out of his body like something he names. A chicken hawk rising on dust trails over the ditch where the boy now plays. The river still flooded. The dissipated clouds in the late day in awe of their own color fading. There has to be a flood and a promise of love and a fish in the pool and the pool gone dark where the turtle glides under the leaves.
You've been listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast, music by Mark Catalano. check us out online at MissouriReview.com, where you can subscribe to the magazine and enter our annual Jeffrey E. Smith Editor's Prize contest with $5,000 prizes in poetry, fiction, and creative nonfiction. Thanks for listening, and check back next week for a new episode of the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast.